How much wood would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. That's my favorite tongue twister.
Okay. The song's almost over now.
Yeah, it's okay.
Good.
I put on another one after
okay.
it. I think, yeah, this is another song by Rayoka. And I think, let's see, let's check my Italian. I'm pretty sure, yes, it does mean winter, which is the opposite of summer. However, if you're in the southern hemisphere, then winter is summer. No, that's not how that works. Summer is still summer. It's just the opposite.
Like, the summer months. Is cold.
No, the summer's still hot. It's just, like, in January.
Wait, so anywhere that summer is cold?
Antarctica.
That's not a real place, Matt.
That's just like Finland, darn it.
Gosh, I wish that places outside of this one radio show room existed. That would be really nice.
That Too would bad be super nice.
That we've survived the apocalypse, no one else has, and we're just broadcasting this radio show to hope that someone out there is listening. It's a dark wasteland it's been for years, and personally, once the wildebeest get the last of my family, I've decided to exit this planet, not in a ladder way, but in a spaceship way.
I was gonna fly. Not with a space, like...
this radio center is actually a spaceship.
Whoa, that explains a lot, actually.
Yeah, what did you think all those, like, radio music button things were for?
Yeah, I mean, there are so many dials here, I could probably start, like, World War III.
Right? Like,
yeah.
Who knows what happens if you press that button that says your phone number on it, Max?
There is one that says my phone number on it because I called in earlier, I think. But yeah, if you would like groceries or advice, you can also call in 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. Or so it says on the wall. It is a cool wall. You're not allowed to write on that wall. You can write pretty much anywhere else. You're not supposed to write on the window frame, but
people wrote on the window frame.
Yeah, they started doing that like recently, I think.
Man, young people have no respect.
That's true. Indubitably.
In ladder.
Oh,
yeah. Great point.
Speaking of great points, let's talk about what songs we just listened to. I'm going to play the entire discography of Rayoka in order. We had groceries, and then we had advice, and then we had Inverno, and we are finishing up with their last song, Promises. Ooh. We get another two songs every year.
It's like those episodes of Sherlock in the early 2000s.
Those were a good two episodes,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah. I wasn't sure how I felt about knowing that as my instinct reference, but that's what it is.
It was solid, I will say. I like this band. I found them on social media. It popped up one day, and I was like, oh yeah, that's cool.
Do you think you found them, or they found you?
They probably found me, especially because I'm probably like in their... I mean, I know that I'm in their top... I'm going to say top 10. They only have 12 monthly listeners. I'm definitely in the top 10. Yeah.
Okay.
I definitely listen to them more than the...
But not top 5.
I'm probably top 5. I mean, I'm probably in like the... Like, oh, I wonder if they have enough listeners to see where they're most listened to. And if it is just, like, my geolocation.
Because now it's got to be one in Medford, Massachusetts.
So let's see. Number one is Athens, Greece. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
That's interesting.
Followed by
it's
another one in Greece.
Finland.
And then two in... Oh, wait, no. All of these are locations with one listener.
Do you think it's one guy who travels a lot? Or do you think it's multiple people?
It's probably like their buddies.
Their buddies in Athens, Greece.
Well, yeah, they're from Russia. It's not that far to Greece.
Is it?
No.
Okay.
And then they... What's AM? What country is that?
America.
Heck yeah.
Amsterdam? No, that's not a cut.
Where is Yerevan? Yerevan. Armenia.
That's a beautiful country.
But the point is, all of these, their top 5 locations where they have monthly listeners, all have one listener. So that means that it's just... I just wish that Boston was up there. That would be so cool. Well, what if it said Medford?
If it said Medford, it might even say, you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tusk Reform Radio with Mel and Max.
I couldn't have said it better myself. I just might. Don't tempt me. I spelled promises wrong. First time I spelled promises, I spelled it Inverno, which is just not the right song at all.
You know, Max, you failed to ask me any deep questions.
Oh, there's plenty of time.
Okay.
We just had to get through the first hour. This is when it really hits.
This is the first day where we talk about like our childhood pets.
Mm-hmm.
And the sports we used to play before we started our corporate job and stuff like that on the second date.
That's where, hey, what's the meaning of life? What does it mean to be alive? Why are we here? Where are we?
Yeah, and you realize that they kidnapped you and now you're in a spaceship and Earth is a wasteland and you're forced to host a radio show every Wednesday night at 7 p.m.
And I wouldn't have it any other way.
Yeah. Life is just a box of chocolates, Forrest.
It sure is a forest box of chocolates.
Well, sure is a ladder. Ladder safely.
But yeah, so we played a whole lot of songs. Let's go over that. Where did we... I think that the last time that we spoke was all the way over here when we had... Wow. Yeah. No, I think that was Surf's You Right by Laika and the Cosmonauts. So after that, we played Indian Summer by How Sad. And that's a song that always Allison listened to starting in middle school.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
It was on my YouTube playlist.
Nice. I miss finding music. I found some really good music on YouTube.
Yeah, YouTube music is good. The guy who works in the cubicle next to me...
Does he choose it?
He is YouTube Premium. He's really into ska.
Old ska or new ska?
Like, what's the band? He's really into Streetlight Manifesto.
Oh.
He used to be in the military.
Oh.
But he hates it.
That's okay. The awe was mostly just a continuation of awe. It's not the original. Well, ska is a really interesting genre. Mm-hmm. I'm going to put some ska on in the background, in fact. We're going to listen to... I did a whole ska... reggae episode.
A whole ska.
I'm not gonna type in ska. I wanna let's listen to Madness. Okay. Baggy Trousers.
What's the difference between old ska and new ska?
The way it sounds and when it was made. I'm sorry. that was so obnoxious, Max. You wise guy.
Uh-huh.
So this is we can have it a little bit louder in the background. This is on the album Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. So, ska started in the 50s in Jamaica, and it actually predated reggae. Believe it or not, ska came first and then reggae.
Okay.
That
is surprising.
Right? I mean, everyone thinks like, oh yeah, reggae came first, but it was actually...
It's a ska musician stealing from the reggae musicians.
You would think, yeah. But Bob Marley and the Wailers were originally a ska group.
Uh-huh.
So there's like a ska version of... Like one of their very, very early albums, which you can find on Spotify, has ska in it. But the main thing that defines ska is the... upbeat. Kind of makes it really bouncy.
It makes you feel like you're trapped in an elevator of a bunch of musicians who are trying to do something to you that's nefarious but also happy.
Well, they're trying to scare you because they're jumping up and down in the elevator.
Yeah, and you're like, please stop. There's a lot of you and you're carrying heavy instruments and this elevator is made in the 19... When was ska made again?
It started in the 50s. This song's from the
80s.
Or I think this album is... let's see. This is... this album was released in 1980. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
So, you know, Jamaica and the UK are, they have a political thing. So.
Max is like wedging his fingers together.
Jamaica's like a part of the Commonwealth, I think.
Yes.
Yeah. So whatever that means, but they're part of the, Massachusetts is a Commonwealth. I don't know what that means either.
We are. It means we have a lot of Commonwealth.
That should be common sense.
But alas, there's...
I don't have a wealth of any sense, let alone common.
Yeah, there's massive dissolution of wealth and commonness.
And if you had a lot of sense, you would be fairly wealthy.
Yes.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't be common.
No, probably not. Yeah, I think that's a good point. So that was a ska song, and, how did we get there? So Street Late Manifesto was like new ska. And this is two-tone, and you also have like, I'm gonna play Ghost Town by The Specials. Ghost Town. This is really the song that helped, like, no, we're not gonna, we're, although that is like, that's so ska. But okay, no, I want Ghost Town. Let's listen to Ghost Town. All right. So, this song in the back is Ghost Town by The Specials. And this is also, so this kind of like, if you look at the, so everyone who's not in the room with us, come look at this picture of the album cover, this checkerboard.
I can paint a word picture. It's Please. it's a black square, and you've got two arrows that are checkered, pointing at a word that says specials. And then you've got this really cool guy who looks like he's in a ska band in black and white, off to the side, but like he's also got a spotlight on him.
I think that you nailed it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is kind of almost more reggae-ish. But
right?
So we got onto the ska because this is like the original two-tone ska, and do you think the two tones are the checkerboard? It's white and black. Those are two tones.
It's two tones.
There you go.
Much like the two-tone ska.
The genre, they invented it, really. So this is, wow, look at how many listens this song has compared to all of the other ones.
Ska fans really love this song by the ska group. They love it 45 million, as opposed to loving it numbers that are less than that.
Like, I see a 260,000. No one likes international jet set. But yeah, so, this is the original ska, or no? This is the revivalist ska.
This is the new revival. This is
the English neo.
The Finnish surf rock revival.
Okay, so Indian Summer. We got one song in. So let's see. After Indian Summer, I played a song by Neon Indian.
Uh huh.
Because Indian Summer,
Indian,
Neon Indian.
In the name.
And then that song was Deadbeat Summer, like Indian Summer. And also I felt like they sonically went together. And after that was, I played a song on vinyl, which is stressful. It's actually easier to play a full vinyl set because you can control all of the vinyl stuff on this box over here. But if you want to switch between vinyl and computer, you need to go and do both boards, and it's tricky.
So imagine Max and his feet are on the vinyl and his hands are on the computer and he's typing with both. And he's also got the headset in so that he can hear you guys when you call in. And
it's 855.
It's a whole mess, but it's okay because Max is trained as a gymnast for many years.
That's
in
right.
Russia.
Yes. They're, Google it.
Google Max, Russian
gymnast. Yeah. And after that, we had Mungo Jerry with In the Summertime, followed by The Flaming Lips, It's Summertime, followed by Chance the Rapper, Do You Remember, which, actually, I didn't even realize this at the time, but my favorite, one of my all-time favorite songs is by The Flaming Lips, and it's called, Do You Remember?
Do you realize that life goes fast?
Yeah,
it's hard
to make the good things last.
Yeah, did you know that Miley Cyrus's major music inspiration was The Flaming Lips?
Really?
Yeah, she said that about the song Wrecking Ball, though, I think.
Well, I think it might have been Beyonce, where Wayne Coyne, who's the lead singer for The Flaming Lips, tweeted a picture of him, and I think it was Beyonce, but it might have been Miley Cyrus, and, like, lines of white powder were in the picture, and he was like, oh yeah, snorting Tums. And it was, huh? Really? What? No. You're, like, but why even?
Did you know that the tummy upset, it works better if you start, it breaks through the time release mechanism in the tongues.
The
sound barrier.
Yes. Also the vibration barrier.
Between you and us, because now we're vibrating in your ears
at speed of light.
At 91.5 WMFMO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Between 55 and 05 of every hour. See, that was a little joke for any other DJs who might be listening, because it says that on the sign below where it says WMFO in Medford. But you wouldn't know that if you didn't sit in this chair. Always.
Which Max is sitting in. I'm sitting in a different chair than Max.
Although, they are the same chair, and they're both new. They're very, very new.
They're great chairs.
I love them. And so, yeah, we're like halfway through. Then we had Orville Peck with Summertime, which also has summer and time
in the name.
Yes. And then Loria Plukari with Evoi Laita Vero Tuksen. They are Finnish. We looked up what the name of that song means, and it means... can't be taxed. And that's the only lyrics in the whole song. And I have no idea. Like, I thought
I
it was a weird song.
I think it's pretty obvious what it means, Max.
But, like, is it like, an item can't be taxed? Is it I can't be taxed? Like, what's the possessive of
who or what cannot be taxed?
Exactly.
I think the question isn't the object of taxation, but why does taxation exist in the first place?
Especially when there's no representation.
Uh-huh.
We're only, like, 23 days late for that one.
Good thing we live in America, where we are taxed about representation.
I mean, I think we have... I was watching a YouTube video, and did you know that if you did it just right, you could win the presidential election... with 22% of the popular vote.
I'm gonna use that knowledge.
Yeah, because all states start off with 3 electoral votes. Just like right off the bat, okay. Everyone has 3. And then they divide up the rest based on population. But like a place like South Dakota only should really have 1. But instead they have 4. And then that means that Florida's missing, like, 7. And New York's missing, like, a bunch. And California and Texas are all missing a bunch because all the small states need their 3 before anyone else can get any. So if you win, like, all the small states, you can win the presidential election with 22% of the popular vote.
Makes you think. Makes you think about, well, how, as they say it in Finland, the Elvoi... That is what I'm thinking about right now.
Yeah, and if that annoys you, you might be the type of person who is also annoyed by all the loud noise and vibrations from planes departing Logan Airport. Are you annoyed by all the loud airplanes that seem to constantly fly over on certain days? Our towns west of Boston are affected by greatly increased airplane noise and vibrations due to the FAA's Highways in the Sky decision. This means that on days with northwest winds, every single airplane departing from Logan Airport's runway 33L continues on just 4 narrow paths over specific sacrificial neighborhoods with near constant noise for the humans underneath. As a result, the dogs are fine, the squirrels are fine, the rabbits, the rats, they're all fine, but the humans... constant noise for them underneath as a result.
Mm-hmm.
Join with your neighbors who are trying to change this. Every complaint filed with Massport counts, but it's the first from each household that matters most. For more information, just visit logannoise.org. That's logannoise.org. A public service message from the Logan Aircraft Noise Working Group and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. Why don't I have a flying pun?
There's a couple puns you could go off. You could make a pun about noise pollution in general and how it impacts the, like, orchestral rhythm of nature. You could make a joke about the one guy who runs this organization who just lives directly under the airport and refuses to move. You can make a joke about the name of the show, which is even more highly recommended.
Mm-hmm.
Much like the planes are...
even more high...
We are highly recommending that these planes stop making sound. They should be quiet.
Yes.
Not
yes.
like us. We're on the radio making sound.
On except, even more highly recommended, yes. full of songs that I recommend even more highly. Yes. Like from the spaceship versus the airplanes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Anyone have Kool-Aid?
Drink. Yeah.
Yeah. No drinking in the studio. Anything. But not especially not alcoholic
or
drinks or
Kool-Aid.
Poison. We timed that really well. That was good. Yeah, and then we played Ryoka's entire discography. We had Groceries Advice, Inverno Promises. You check them out on Spotify. I think that they are genius. Most, I guess, like, I don't know. No one knows them. They're okay, I guess. And then we had a couple of ska songs. And because we were talking about vibrations that were not good, we got to balance it out with the Beach Boys. And it's back to the summer.
Yeah.
Woo.
Summers.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. Softly smile, I know she must be kind. Good.
take a walk in sunny South Kensington any day of the week. See the girl with the silk Chinese blouse on, you know she ain't no freak. The Cumberland soon down, Cromwell Road, man, you got to spread your wings. A flip out, skip out, trip out, and to make your stand, folks, to dig me as I sing. Jean-Paul Belmondo and Mary Quant got stoned to say the least. Ginsburg, he ended up a drying, so he took a trip out east. If I'm late waiting down the gate, it's such a rouse scene, I grew a place to live. In a Portobello, I met a fella with a cane umbrella who must have used a sieve. So come loon soon down Cromwell Road, man, you got to spread your wings. Flip out, skip out, trip out, and to make your stand, folks, to dig me as I sing.
La terre semble si frêle d'ici.
Et rejoins les étoiles.
Vois-tu les nuages?
Casse ton aquarium.
What's up?
Don't mind me, I'm just
high heat. Quit everything, do nothing. America's in retrograde on a protest sign. It's a bad wig. She didn't need that money anyway. $20 in the ATM, there's a $3 fee. You sound good when you're screaming. You don't need to dress up. It's laundry day anyway, and you can wear what you're wearing. You can't cover late capitalism over with makeup anymore. Plus you're richer than God and more handsome. Too good to work in a business. Too good to work for anyone. Nice town, a lot of anarchists. We're taking two of everything at the 7-Eleven. Nice town, and it will end like this. The green juice is free now. It's free now. So you think you're better than us now, because you work for a major corporation. The truth is, you'll never be as good as us, because we're so much smarter and care way more. You're not until you are. You don't need directions. You're not saving power. You're just wasting paper towels. We don't have to march long, just until we're over injustice, patriarchy, and American imperialism. Too good to work in a business. Too good to work for.
Thank you. work no more. I'm a fool to do your dirty work, oh yeah.
Light the candle, put the lock upon the door. You have sinned.
It must be summer, 'cause the days are long, and I dial your number, but you're gone, gone, gone. Instead of searching, but the car won't start. Just not there, and the sun keeps shining. Yeah.
again. This is Mellow Max and...
What was my name again? Always Allison.
That's right.
Yeah, because I always am.
You always is.
Even on the days I wake up and I say, wow, I don't know if I want to be Allison today. I kind of wish I was Max. I'm still always Allison.
That's deep.
Don't let yourself...
Just like you're always mellow.
I do try. I'm not always.
I feel a little unmellow today. I feel a little bit peeved even.
Sometimes I have a radio show, and it's not Mellow Max. It's Manic Max.
I would also listen to that show.
It's a fun one usually.
I think it would be great.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Because you know what they say about Manic Max. He sure starts the party.
I would say that's a fair point of the Manic Max highly recommended episodes. It's, I did one earlier in the semester, it was like last semester. I don't have semesters anymore.
Yeah, you're a free-form individual.
But not. I'm very much regimented, having graduated. I think free-form is college. Now I'm just a community member.
You're just a member of the community? Doing your part for the community. You're keeping the community by keeping this radio show going in this time when you can listen to Spotify and not share your music with anyone, but we're listening to Spotify and sharing this music with you whether you like it or not.
Yeah, gotta, you know, I mean, I love sharing music with people, mm-hmm. and I love making people listen to me talk. Oh, yeah. Radio.
You? Where you can be listened to and not have anyone talk back.
That's right. So, this song is called One Day I Wish to Have This Kind of Time, and it always struck me as very summery. I quite like it. Doing a little dance. Mm-hmm. You guys can't see it because it's radio.
Yeah. If you were to imagine what type of dance it was, it would be the type of dance you'd imagine. Max is stretching his arms out. He's moving them to side a little bit. Like a plant being nurtured by the sun. Oh, now he's doing the scuba diver. And that thing where you put two fingers in front of your eyes and you kind of like tilt your head a little bit, and it's like they do it in Pulp Fiction, and then the finger point's coming up.
And I'm doing the
popping all the balloons.
The twist. Do you know the lawnmower?
No, show me the lawnmower. Max is gonna show me the lawnmower, and I'm gonna describe it to you. He is starting lawnmowers. He's pulling it back. He's thrusting his hips. Oh. Max just did a thing with his shoulders that I can't describe.
I would call it a shimmy.
Listeners, Max shimmied the heck out of that lawnmower.
Well, you gotta think about it. I mean, lawnmowers vibrate quite a bit.
They do. They really wiggle your body.
I think I made up that dance in the day camp. Back in like the single digit 2000s.
And now you've perfected it and can shimmy the heck out of that lawnmower.
And then after I did the lawnmower, I would drop down and do the worm. Yeah.
I'm waiting.
I think you know, we're not allowed to bring in any more records because the building would collapse, and it just doesn't need me to do the worm.
Mm-hmm.
It's the last thing that the third floor of Curtis Hall needs.
If only we could have a PSA about not doing the worm. Alas, that's not in the giant binder of PSAs.
There is one about taking time to be a dad.
How much time does it take to be a dad?
It depends, but usually enough is adequate.
That sounds about right. I think I know a lot of dads in my repertoire of fathers in the area. And when I ask them, are you enough of a father? They say, probably.
I feel like Darth Vader probably would need to listen to that PSA a bit more closely next time.
But my father wouldn't, because he does take enough time to be a father. He's a very good one.
That's good.
Yeah.
And if you like the music that I brought you today, you can thank my father, too. I'll thank him too. Thanks, Dad.
Say thank you to your dad today.
Yeah. Why not?
Or not. If you don't want to, you don't have to.
That's a good point, too.
If you feel like he deserves it, do. Otherwise, don't.
I think that about sums it up. Say thank you to people who might deserve it.
Mm-hmm.
And not to those who don't.
Yeah.
Let's see. We listened to some songs before this. We had It Must Be Summer by the Fountains of Wayne before this. Before that, Dirty Work by Steely Dan. That one was for Amanda. Thank you for tuning in and listening. Before that, we had Summertime by The Residents, which was blissfully short. Before that, we had Street You Live On by Remy Wolf, XTC with Summer's Cauldron, Cheekface, Dry Heat, Nice Town, Super Organism with Into the Sun, featuring Jen Hoshino, Stephen Malkmus, Pai Jama, and Axel Concato. Before that was Donovan with Sunny South Kensington, and before that was The Beach Boys with Good Vibrations, because we were talking about the awful vibrations caused by Logan Airport. I am Mellow Max, and I'm joined by, always, Allison.
Mm-hmm.
My show is even more highly recommended Wednesdays, 7 to 8, and sometimes to 9 p.m. at 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I sometimes catch myself saying that in my sleep.
Do you ever look in the mirror and you find that your reflection is saying it, but you aren't?
Are you trying to say that I have a face made for radio?
Yes. Oh, wait, that's a bad thing.
Yeah. You creeped that a little bit too readily, always, Allison.
Well, see, you know, they said that radio killed the video star because radio was more beautiful and the video star got jealous.
That is what they say, yeah. Did you know that that was the first song that they played on MTV?
Really? Is that why everyone associates it with MTV?
Probably, yes. That would be that, yeah.
Yeah.
It was also the first song I played on my radio show, I believe.
Because you are the MTV of the modern era. Except without the TV part.
I think I was just trying to be ironic.
It's ironic.
It's so ironic. You know, I was thinking about playing this song on my radio show recently, and then have you listened to this before?
I have listened to this before.
Outside of the TV show, have you listened
to
it? It's different.
It's different?
It's different. That's why I didn't end up putting it in my playlist.
Are we going to play it or not?
I'm going to play it, yeah.
Okay,
but like,
I don't know if I'm ready for different.
They cut out some parts, they add in some parts, but we're going to finish off with Phineas and Ferb. Any last words of wisdom?
Of wisdom.
Or of stupidity.
Okay.
Whatever fills the void.
Well, I don't know. One of my coworkers the other day told me, Allison, there's always something to fill the void. And I think that describes a lot of what it's like to be a young professional. But we're out here filling the void, and we're thinking of you 30-something people that are listening to this show. That's all the wisdom I've got, maybe. I think it's really good to do tasks with your hands. And if you think you can't get a stain out, you can put some white paint over it. And then people will think you're artistic. I learned that from a friend of mine.
Artistic or autistic?
Artistic.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they'll think you paint stuff.
Right, yeah.
That's all the advice I've got.
I think that was always good advice from Always Allison.
Okay.
Thank you, Always. And finishing off the set, Phineas and Ferb, thank you for listening. Hopefully we helped fill the void a little bit, too.
There's 104 days of summer vacation till school comes along just to end it. So the annual problem for our generation is finding a good way to spend it. Like maybe building a rocket or fighting a mummy or climbing up the Eiffel Tower. Discovering something that doesn't exist. Or giving a monkey a shower. Surfing tidal waves, creating nanobots, or locating Frankenstein's brain. Finding a dodo bird, painting a continent, or driving our sister insane. This could possibly be the best day ever. And the forecast says that tomorrow will likely be a million and six times better. So make every minute count, jump up, jump in, and seize the be a great day. Crossing the tundra or building a roller coaster, skiing down a mountain of beans, devising a system for remembering.